Rabbit is another trickster in the Mi'kmaq legends. Rabbit is trying to figure out a way he could nedukulit, create a livelihood for himself, like, you know, sustenance, food gathering. That's what this story is all about, how animals and birds are adapted to different ways of gathering food. And Rabbit was trying to find an easy way out. Nado, wigijik abaligumuj, ahogumicho, abaligumuj na, quilk dantum, tlito, mimajewahan moo. Nasimahasit, wiltis guadal muinal. Neliet dan muinal wigilich, tenamadal muin, chilasi abaligumuj, biskwa, ahadahamu basi, which means, welcome, Rabbit. Come in and sit at the place of honor. So Rabbit comes in and he sits down. And Bear tells his grandmother, Nugumi, put on the pot. Let's have supper with the rabbit. And Nugumi says, we have nothing. We don't have any food. Bear says, I will take care of that. And he takes a knife and he goes out. Rabbit, wanting to see what Bear is doing, follows him. And he sees Bear take the knife and just cut his soul, cutting off pieces of his soul. He brings them in and Nugumi cooks them. And they all have a nice feed. And then Bear gives him some to take home to his grandmother. And Rabbit says, Bear, you must come and visit me as well and have a meal with my grandmother and I. So Rabbit and Bear agrees and Rabbit leaves. When he gets home, he gives the food to his grandmother. Few days later, Bear shows up. Rabbit is super excited. He wants to show off his new skill. So he says, Chilasi muin, biskwa, hadamu basi. Welcome, Bear. Come on in and sit at the place of honor. And he tells his grandmother, Nugumi, put on the pot. We'll make supper. And Nugumi says, we have nothing. We don't have any food. What will we put in the pot? And Rabbit is right excited. Oh, don't worry, Giju. I can take care of it. And he grabs a knife and he goes outside, back of the wigwam. And Bear and grandmother are sitting in the wigwam. When they hear this blood-curdling scream from the back of the wigwam, and when they run out to see, there's Rabbit with blood pouring off his foot. He had tried to cut his soul off. So they brought him in and lay him by the fire to recover. And Bear goes out and he cuts the soles off his feet and brings him in to Rabbit's grandmother to cook. And Rabbit's grandmother cooks them. And they have a nice feed, and Bear takes some home to his grandmother. After a while, when Rabbit recovers, he figures, well, I guess I can't be a food gatherer like Bear. So he goes out again, and he meets Aborajit, the woodpecker. Woodpecker is glad to see him, and he says, Chilasin chikanam, biskwa, kadahamu, basi. Welcome, my brother. Come on in. Sit by the place of honor. And Rabbit sits down. Aborajit tells his grandmother, Grandmother, put the pot on so we can have a meal with our guest. Grandmother says, we don't have any food. And Aborajit said, I'll take care of that. And he goes outside. He takes a birch bark dish with him and takes it out with him. And he goes and he finds a tree and he starts pecking on it till the grubs start falling out. And then he grabs the grubs and puts them in the birch bark bowl. And when there's enough, he brings them to the grandmother to cook. And grandmother cooks the grubs and they have a meal. They tell Rabbit, take some home to your grandmother. And Rabbit says, okay. And he tells the Aborajit, the woodpecker, you must come and visit me sometime and I'll provide a meal for you. So a few days later, Aborajit shows up at Rabbit's. And Rabbit's right happy to see him and he's eager to show off his new skill. So he says, Chilasin chigana visqua ahadahamu pasi. Welcome, my brother. Come in and sit at the place of honor. So Aborajit comes in and Rabbit tells his grandmother, Nugumi, put on the pot now. I'll go get some food for us. And Nugumi puts on the pot and he tells, now, don't do anything foolish. And he says, oh, no, I won't. And he goes out. He goes to the biggest tree he finds, great big tree, and he grabs it. And he slams his head into it. And next thing you know, they hear this blood-curdling scream and crying and moaning. And when they go out, poor rabbit, his nose is all busted up and he's got a cut on his lip right there. And they carry him in, put him by the fire, and Aborajit goes and gets the food. He comes back with grubs and they cook a meal, and Aborajit goes home with some for his grandmother. Abolingmut says, well, I guess I'm not going to be doing that again. So he goes out again, and this time he meets other Gilnik. And Gilnik tells him, Chilasin chiganam biskwa ahadahamu basi. Welcome, my brother. Come on in and sit in the place of honor. And Rabbit comes in and he sits down. Otter tells his grandmother, Giju, put on the pot. And Giju says, we don't have any food right now. And Otter says, I'll get some. He takes a fork stick like this. It's Nikduik Gamuj. That's what they say, huh? Nikduik. And he goes to the river and he dives in the water. And when he comes back up, there's trout on that stick. He caught trout. So he brings the trout home. And in the meantime, Rabbit's watching him do all this. So Rabbit says, I think I could do this. So they have a nice feed of trout and they give some to the rabbit to take home to his grandmother. And Rabbit says to Otter, you must come and visit us. And he goes home. A few days later, Otter shows up. Oh, Rabbit's happy to see him. And he says to Otter, Chilasi chiganam biskwa ahadamu basi. Welcome, my brother. Come on in and sit in the place of honor. And then he tells his grandmother, put on the pot. And grandmother says, we have nothing to put in the pot. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll get something. And grandmother says, you're not going to do anything foolish, are you? And rabbit says, no, I'm not going to do that. Because he knows what grandmother means, huh? He goes out. He grabs a forked stick. And he goes to the river. And he jumps right in. Grandmother and Otter hear all this screaming. So they run out to see what's going on. And just as Rabbit's going down for the third time, Gilnik grabs him by the ears and pulls as hard as he can, pulling those ears longer than they already were, and drags him out of the water. And that's how Rabbit got his narrow feet, the split lip and the upturned nose and the long ears, trying to find a way to provide food for him and his family. And I guess that's why he likes buds and grass, because he won't get hurt. Gespiaduk Sianik. End of the story.